Thank you, Leon. And as usual, and Leon chairs a program, it's successful. Thank God that Leon was willing to do it, and it's because of his doing it that we are here today. So thank you, Leon. Let's put this aside. Let's put this. Excuse me. The uniqueness of, and beauty, I should say, of the synagogue music of Shlosh Regalim may be found in all of our tefillos, Maariv, Shacharis, Musaf. The chants remind us of the occasion. They are special in that they help to inspire and bring us closer to davening with, on a higher level, of emotion and kavana. And they have been transmitted to us from generation to generation. It's our Mesorah, and they have great sanctity. The great sanctity. The looking into our sheets, we come across the first page, of course, and we have here a Kaddish which is really not very well known in Eastern European locales. Mainly because, as you see, the Kaddish is after a bear, no relationship to me, that's bear, B-A-E-R, E-Deutsch, and Lewandowski. All, I should say, in this particular case, are representing the Western European school of Chazanut, which is different somewhat and similar in many other ways. But this Kaddish, which we have, every Chassid Kaddish for that matter, has a unique melody. The Kaddish for Tal, the Kaddish for Geshen, the Kaddish preceding Musaf Rosh Hashanah, the Kaddish for Ne'ilah, all have special tunes. But most of us who daven in Eastern, and most of our congregations are following the Eastern European ritual, are not familiar with this Kaddish. And it's very rare that you'll hear this Kaddish. But let's try it, and you'll see how it belongs to Shlosh Regalim, the Kaddish before the Amida of Maariv. Let's try it in the key of, and that's Eric who's... If you are able to follow, please sing along. There's not a performance, okay. Yiskadal v'yiskadash Shemei Rabo V'yolemod ivrochirusei V'yamlich malachusei V'chayei chon v'yamei chon V'chayei dechol beis Yisrael V'agolo v'izman kori v'imeru Amen Yehei Shemei Rabo mevorach Le'olam ulomei olmayo yisborach Yisborach v'yishtabach v'yisfo'ah v'yisramah v'yisnahasei V'yisada v'yisale v'yisalol Shemei dekudsho berichehu Liyela min ko bichasa bishirasa Tush bichasa v'nechemasa Damiron, damiron biyolemo v'yimeru Amen. Okay. Someone saying something? Question? Yes. Oh, this book, it comes from the... this is edited by Macy Nolman from the Jacob Wasilkowski's composition, right, yeah. But it's not his composition. It's from the Wasilkowski book, which Macy Nolman edited, correct. This is, it's adapted by all for who follow the Western European tradition. Could be in London, could be, you know, France, whatever. What do we find over here? First of all, we find here motifs that sound like what? Talon Geshen Vimeru Amen. Right? What else do we hear? The beginning of Marav of Shalosh Regalim. So we have motifs that belong to Shalosh Regalim, and how do we end it off? V'yimeru amen, v'yimeru amen. What do many people do? What do? I hear all this all the time. That should be the way to do it. However, people do first of all, they go out of the mode, and the question is whether or not this is correct. Why should it not be correct? Why should it not be correct, let's say? Again, it belongs to the Chazoras HaShatz. Now, the Marav does, we do not have Chazoras HaShatz to Marav. So we would say, I would think that it's not really correct. However, take a look at what Glantz says over here. The Imru Amen. Listen to this. All right. The Imru Amen. What's that? Okay. But he does not do the following. First of all, okay. It's good that we all have opinions. Very good. Right. Now, what makes it sort of kosher is, the way I see it, even though it sounds like Shalosh Regalim motif for the Chazoras HaShatz, is that he is not going out of the octave. V'yimeru Amen, V'yimeru Amen, as opposed to V'yimeru Amen, something like that, or going below the octave. So he stays in the same mode, and he stays in the same octave. So in a manner, he's continuing the same Shalosh Regalim motif, but only adding one extra note, which gives it a flavor of the Shalosh Regalim Amida. So that's what Glantz does in his book, which we, of course, he was an expert in his field, and that was Glantz. Now, the next area we're going to talk about is Okel B'Satsumos. Of course, Okel B'Satsumos is where the Chazan begins on Shalosh Regalim, right? On every Yontif of Shalosh Regalim. Interesting to note is that, okay, thank you, that in the German synagogues, and you can bear me out on this, Leon, the Chazan begins with Okel B'Satsumos only on Shavuos. Correct? And on Sukkos, he begins with HaGibor Lo Nesach V'Nora Ben Orsecha. No, I'm sorry. HaGodol B'Chvot Shemecha. And on Pesach, HaGibor Lo Nesach V'Nora Ben Orsecha. Of course, Yom Neroim is HaMelech. So, of course, there are reasons for this. But most of us daven in shuls where we begin with Hokel B'Satsumos. Now, too often we hear the Balei Tefillah do the following. Hokel B'Satsumos Uzecho. That's the right melody. But there's an introduction to this right melody. And the melody does not begin until HaGodol B'Chavod Shemecho. So we have anthologies of Nusach, such as Idelson, such as Baer, and such as Deutsch, that give us his Isaac Lachman is actually brought into Idelson's book, and he does the following for the introduction to Hokel B'Satsumos Uzecha, as follows. Okay? So, elaborate introduction. Baer's introduction is even more elaborate than this. Then we go, Ha Godol B'Chavod Shemecha Hagibor Lo Netzach and so on and so forth. You see, the Shochanan is very elaborate in major, in major. Look, let's look at David Reutemann. Reutemann, famous Chazan composer. These two lines that we have from Reutemann are from our collection. We have a collection of 5,000 recitatives from Maurice Handel. Maurice Handel was a Chazan, well-known Chazan in the 1940s, 1950s. You know who he was? In your shul. He lived in Brooklyn, yeah, right. And he was like an encyclopedia. He had every composition that was ever written, probably, from all the famous composers, such as Rappaport and Bloom and Lind and Schleppach, all of them. So Reutemann, so we have this, these two lines, I just brought in two lines from Reutemann from this collection. So this is interesting, a little different. Okay. Also, of course, an introduction. Then it goes, so on and so forth. Okay. Does this have a drop of feeling that this is a Shalosh Regalim motif? Again, right? Perhaps, but this is Reutemann, who was a Baal Nusach, and he was expert in tefillah. Looking, we should not neglect our own sheets that we issue to our students, right? And this is interesting. I took this from oral tradition. I heard from Baal Tefillah, and this is on the previous page, Hokel B'Satsumos. Listen to this. Hokel B'Satsumos Uzecho Hagadol B'Chibot Shemecho Hagibor lo netzach v'hanoro b'nor osecho. Together, everyone. Yoshev al kisei rom v'niso. Continue the melody to Shochenad. Shochenad. Morom v'kodosh shema. V'chos. And now this is a Chassidish tune that's been added on. Ranenu tzadikim. Ah. Ba-do-shem, then into minor. La-yishorim, no-vos-hi-lo. Why minor over here? Because we go into the minor for B'yishorim. Some people even continue the major through the end of B'yishorim. But we go into the Nusach. This is what we call the Inyana. Related to the next Inyan, we already... I'm anticipating the Nusach of B'fi Yesharim. So before the Nusach of B'fi Yesharim, you're already going into it by the with the previous motif. Some also begin the Shochen, stop at Kel Rom V'Niso, and then they go Shochenad, Morom, V'Kod, or whatever. One more point over here, Hokel. Sounds like what? Hokel, Hokel. Where do you find that exact same motif? Ovos of Yom Neroim. Okay. In many instances, we have Yom Neroim and Shalosh Hagolim very much similar to each other. So here's a situation. Hokel, Hagodol, right? Of course, we don't continue doing it that way, but Okel, the opening of Okel is very similar to a motif for the Ovos of Yomim Noroim. Yeah.
Yes. Marv of Vesholosh Golem?
Oh, yes. Right. You mean Idelson. Yes. Idelson has that. Yeah.
Chazos HaShas to Marv. All right.
I have an answer. The only logical answer I could say is this, that we're talking about Mycenae tunes over there, and Mycenae tunes are very often interchangeable. There are they have similarities from one to the other. So for some reason, if a little bit of a motif of Ovos appears in Baruch Hu or vice versa, we find that in other places as well. I knew a Baltfila who would do by the Ovos motifs from Olenu, so which is also one of the most famous of principal Mycenae tunes. So they are somewhat interchangeable. I don't think that's a terrible thing over there. But we're talking about something over here by Marv. We do not repeat the Shmon Esrei. We do not repeat the Amidah, and that motif seems to belong to Shachar and Musaf and Mincha too. That's just my feeling. All right, let's look at let's see where we are, page 4. Okay, Vahasienu. Okay, I included this Vahasienu. It's one of our sheets that we have in our curriculum for Shachris of Sholosh Regolim. Of course, it's set to Musaf too. And participate together with me. Let's do it together, and then we'll discuss this Vahasienu. This is a very popular opening. The motif of Hasienu is also used for Batitelonu, right? Hasienu Ado Shem Elokeinu Espikas Moadecho L'chayim u'l'sholom L'simcho u'l'soson Kasher Otzi Yeso Assuming it's not Shabbos, Kaddishenu v'mitzvosecho, v'sein chelkenu b'sorosecho. A little bit of major now. Sabeinu mituvecho, v'samilchenu b'shuasecho, v'taheh libeinu, v'yavdecho b'emes. V'hanchileinu adu shem elokeinu, v'simcho v'soson, Moadei kodshecho, v'yisbechu v'cho Yisrael, mikadoshei shemecho, Baruch atah Adoshem, mikadosh Yisrael, v'hazmanim. Several things here. Okay. This is why did I include this one? I just wanted to show something that we teach, and I hear too often Balei Tfila who only know two or three motifs of the Sholosh Regolim, and they keep on repeating it over and all that. Isn't that so? We don't hear that fellow the relative major, which is also a part of the Sholosh Regolim Nusach of repetition of the Amidah, and it serves as a way that we to remind us there's much more. We have to utilize all the possible motifs for the Chazanak, for Chazaras HaShatz. Now, Vahasienu is a trup. Zarko, right? Or Zarko, okay? We also have in the, what appears in the Hasienu and what appears throughout the Shalosh Regolim repetition of the Amidah is what we call the Misha Berach mode, the Ukrainian Dorian, where the fourth tone, six tones are augmented. Okay? Let's play the on the da, where are you? Start from F. Da 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 da. We call that the Ukrainian Dorian scale, and better known among Chazonim as the Misha Berach. Why Misha Berach? Because Misha Berach has always been done in the Ukrainian Dorian scale. L'chaim l'shalom, very often it's l'chaim l'shalom, but a little bit of a change here, an alternative is l'chaim l'shalom, l'sason l'simcha, right? Okay. Now, again, the use of the relative major. Most Baalei Tefillah are not aware of the fact that you can use major in the repetition of the Amidah for Shalosh Regalim. Sabeinu mitovecha v'samechinu v'shuasecha. Certainly a welcome change to the listener who wants to be inspired by the davening. Okay. One more point in this rendition. Seems so simple, but there are a lot of different things over here. Ka'asher rotziso. Ka'asher rotziso. What is that? Take a look on the page. Where are we, page? Right. Further down. Page 7, I believe. No, further down. Page 12. B'nei ve'secha kivati lo. Right? Chone mikdosh chal mechono. V'hareinu b'vinyano. V'samcheinu b'sikuno. Okay, and then, what is that similar to? Elit b'tzion b'yoreho. Okay. Now, why B'nei Ve'ischa? Why Kasher Rotziso? Kasher Rotziso is just borrowed from B'nei Ve'ischa. And why do we have a melody like this for Tisha B'Av? A Tisha B'Av melody over here? Well, obviously, B'nei Ve'ischa Kevatchila talks about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. The entire Shlosh Golim Amida for Musaf talks about Binyan, the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So, a motive from Elit Zion is certainly acceptable over here. Now, Be'er has something very interesting on page 5. To the words, Kadeshenu B'mitzvosecha. Listen to this. Kadeshenu B'mitzvosecha, B'sein Chelkenu B'sorosecha. Sabeinu mituvecha, v'samelcheinu b'shuasecha, v'taher liveinu, liyavdecha b'emes. Compare this to, v'chulam eposichim espihem, yom nerem shachris, v'kdusha uv'tahara, which is a v'ha'asiyeinu. Obviously, the end is not like Shalosh Regalim. Now, what's going on over here? We hear almost the same thing as Chazor Sashatz. Kadeshenu b'mitzvosecho, as in Chazor as Shachris Rosh Hashanah, or even Pesukah de Zimra of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. We have the opening phrase, V'ha'asiyeinu, where? V'kdusha u'v'tahara, v'shira u'v'zimra, kadeshenu b'mitzvosecha, v'sein chalkenu b'sorosecha. So all of a sudden, according to Be'er, we don't really daven this way, do we? I don't think so. But according to Be'er, Kadeshenu b'mitzvosecha in the Bahasayenu is the same thing as Shachris Rosh Hashanah. Why? Can anyone tell me a logical reason for this? Well, originally at one time, the Hasayenu prayer was part of the liturgy of the Amidah of Yomim Noraim. Okay. But why was it removed? It was removed because of the term Esbirkas Moadecha. We're talking about the Moadim, the festivals. So because of Birkas Moadecha, it was removed. But the remnants of Yom Neroim chant is still apparent in the V'Hasiyenu Hashem Elokeinu. Yes. Yes, Leon. They still daven that way. O Chadosh on when? On Shalosh Regalim?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you know, it's even further than I'm saying. Vahasyenu was part of the liturgy of Yom Noraim Amida, and many, many other philos of Shalosh Regalim had the sound of Yom Noraim. And that's why many people still make mistakes between the two. For that matter, if we have enough time later, we'll see that the Kaddish of Yom Noraim before Musaf, that was the only Kaddish. It was for Tal and Geshem as well. So at one time, it was one Kaddish for Tal and Geshem, for the Kaddish before Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Then later on, to show that there's a certain identity with each tefillah, they branched off into separate Kaddishim, into separate melodies. But what happened? In each Kaddish, including the Ilah, Shachas Rosh Hashanah, Tal and Geshem, and Rosh Hashanah Musaf, they all have similarities. And we'll show that, if we have enough time, later on. I'd like to discuss Hallel, which is really a very difficult, very complex subject. First of all, according to the Rav, Hallel is merely a continuation of the Chazoras HaShatz for Shalosh Regalim, or for any Shmon Esrei. Could be Rosh Chodesh, could be Chanukah. And we could see the logic to that. Why? Because when do we recite Kaddish Sholem? After Hallel. And according to the Rav, furthermore, it is not correct to send up a special Baal Tefillah for Hallel. Because according to the Rav, there's a hefsek here. You're adding another bracha to the Amida. So in other words, Hallel is another, according to the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Hallel is another bracha added to the Amida. If that is the case, then take a look at page 5, and you'll see that Bear agrees with the Rav. He agreed with the Rav before he knew the Rav. Okay, so let's say we end off in E. Hamavoreich es Amo Yisrael b'shalom. Look at Bear. And Bear is, of course, the most, not only authentic, but most comprehensive of all the works of Nusach. It's a monumental work where he brings in every possible ritual, whether it's the German tradition, whether it's the Polish tradition, even the Sephardic tradition, Spanish Portuguese. So now Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav, and he ends up with tzivonu likro es ha-halel. How does it end up? Moshivi akeres habayis? Moshivi akeres habayis, eim habonim semecho, halleluko. Now, Idelson brings in a little bit different. Listen, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. A little bit the way we daven today, right? Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvosav. So down below has the whole thing completely different in major. Okay, so one aspect we can say is that it is a continuation of Shalosh Regalim, Amida. And if you can see it, you can see throughout the entire Hallel, according to Bear, it is a continuation. Take a look further down on pages are rubbed out, page 7. Halu es Hashem kol goyim. Halelu es Hashem kol goyim. Shabichu kol homim. Okay, and he does this until the end of Hallel. Do we daven this way? Do most of us daven this way? And if we don't, why? Okay, it's a good question. The most accepted and skilled Balei Tefillah chant Hallel in a plaintive mode known as the Slicha mode. What is a Slicha mode?
Let's take an example of a pasuk from Slichos. Hanishama loch v'haguf poloch chusa ala moloch. Minor. Now, into relative major. Hanishama loch v'haguf shaloch. Major, back into minor. Adushem Aseleman Shemel. This for plain Baal Tefillah, right? Minor into relative major, back into minor. This is the Slicha mode. Hallel, to most Baal Tefillah, isn't that mode. Plaintive Slicha mode. Let's take an example, two examples perhaps. Kamohem Yu Oseihem on page, again those pages are rubbed out. You'll find it. Kenneset. Okay. If you're able to follow, try to follow. Kemohem. This again from our sheets. I want to advertise the Bell's sheets. Kemohem ye you all say hem. Kol asher boteach bohem. Minor. Now into major. Relative major. Yisrael betach badoshem. Ezram umoginam elu. Saharon bitukhov adoshem Ezram umoginam elu. Back into minor. Yirei adoshem bitukhov adoshem Ezram umoginam elu. Baal Tefillah style. Chazan could daven this way too today, perhaps. Now, the plaintive mode of what? The Slicha mode. Sounds like Yom Narayim. That's the way we daven, most of us, in the Eastern European tradition. Okay. Another example, Ki Chilasto Nafshi Min Moves. What's unique over here? We have the Misha Berach mode again, the augmented fourth, the augmented sixth, which is really, from all the years that I remember Baal Tefillah, they would use this particular mode by Ki Chilasto Nafshi Mimoves, and of course Chazanim as well. Let's try it together if we can. Ki Chilasto Nafshi Mimoves Eseni Min Edimo Esragli Midechi into major again. Es halech lifnei Adoshem beyatzos hachayim. Back into minor. Emanti ki yadaber ani onisimeya. Ani omarti v'chovezi kol havadam kozei. Okay, now, the word Hallel means praise. And Hallel, of course, is recited on happy occasions. So why then does the shatz in most kehilos that follow the Eastern European tradition daven this way, with the slicha mode, with the plaintive slicha mode, crying mode, which has been adapted and accepted? Seems to be like a stira, like a contradiction to what praise is all about. Well, the Gemara in Psachim relates to us the following. Nevi'im sheb'einehem, we're talking about Hallel. Tiknu lohem li'Yisrael sheyehu omrim oso al kol perek uferek v'al kol tzoro v'tzoro shelo savo aleihem v'lich sheni go'olim omrim oso al gu'ul oson. The Nevi'im together instituted for Bnei Yisrael that they recite Hallel at every important period, at every misfortune, may it not come to pass. And when they are redeemed, they recite it in gratitude to their redemption. So, knowing our history of persecution, how can we sing with gladness? So it is natural that we shed tears of joy when we recite Hallel. It's interesting to note also that perhaps that's the reason why we recite Hallel in the in the mode of a slicha. Rabbi Yaakov Emdin of the 18th century instructs the Mispalel in his Sidur Beis Yaakov that you should shed tears when we recite the first verse of Lolonu and Hashem Zachoronu. So we see that it makes sense according to rabbinic tradition, and we very often must go according to rabbinic tradition to understand why certain times you would say it's logical to cry, and certain times it's logical to be triumphant in your renditions of various tefillos. But there are many more reasons why, you know, it's very easy for one to say, like Galant said all the years that in his lectures that it's wrong to cry by Hallel. But there's much more to it than just looking at the words. Of course, behind the words, there's much more of a history, and there are rabbinic traditions and rabbinic literature that tells us otherwise. In his direction, Yaakov Emdin instructs us to concentrate on seeking salvation and to recite those verses in Hallel with a broken heart, with a lev shavur. Now, Ashkenazic, the Western tradition, and by the way, Hasidim as well, change from the minor, from the slicha mode, to the major mode, beginning with Hallelu. Let's turn over to Hallelu, and you'll see Bear brings in the tradition, which is Western, which is also followed by Hasidim. And we find this on page 8, I believe. By the way, the Hasidim begin going into the major by L'cho Esbach Zevach Todah. L'cho Esbach Zevach Todah, V'shem Hashem Ekro. And they go with that major until Melech V'hulol, Batish, Melech V'hulol, Batish V'chos. Let's get to the key that we're in here. Polish Weise. You see PW? That tells us that's the Polish Weise, Polish way of doing it. Hallel. Oh yeah, the second one. I'm sorry. Deutsche Weise. Deutsche Weise. Okay, Deutsche Weise. We did the Polish Weise before. Hallelu es hadushem kol goyim. Shabichu kol homim. Higovar oleinu chasto. Ve'emes Hashem li'olom. Hallelu kol. Hodu Hashem ki tov kilom chasto. And you go on with this until the end of Hallel, according to the Hasidim, according to the German tradition as well. Why? Well, according to rabbinic tradition, Hallel is divided into two parts. The first relates to the Ovar, the past, while the second refers to the Osid Lavo, the final Geula. This is according to the Abu Graham. Reciting the first part, which refers to the Yitzias Mitzrayim, the plaintive Slicha mode is employed. And reciting the second part from Hallelu, when we look ahead toward the future Geula, the future redemption, we can chant Hallel according to the major scale. So Hallel, of course, is just a synopsis of what we're talking about in Hallel. There are various traditions, and someday we should study this with more iyun. Looking a little bit further ahead, we have also, we're talking about Sukkos. There's some very beautiful Na'anuim to Sukkos, which I found in Noach Scholl's book. Let's look at the second setting for Na'anuim in the key of F minor, right? Let's all try together. This is a very beautiful Dveikus Dika, slow Hasidic melody, which is very, very apropos to Na'anuim. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 hodu l'Hashem. Ay, 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 ki. Ay, 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 We have this in three quarters, so we could use, yes, Leon, it's okay. Yeah, you wanted to say something. Okay. It's in the three-quarter tempo, so with a three-quarter tempo, you could use, you know, you have to shake the lulav in three directions, so the three-quarter tempo should be helpful to us. On the next page, this is very interesting. At least I found this very interesting, knowing this composition, a little melody from a very famous chazan, who I heard as a very little child, small child. His name was Beryl Lechagi. He was a chazan who preceded Moshe Kozhevitsky in Bethel. And he sang this melody every so often. And in recent years, maybe the last 10, 15, maybe 20 years, I think emanating from Israel, from yeshivos in Israel, it became a very popular tune. How it became a popular tune from Chagi's honor, I have no idea. But we hear it at YU. Whenever I hear Hallel at YU, I hear this melody for Ono Hashem. And I hear it in my own synagogue in Young Israel of Lawrence Cedarhurst. Wherever you go, you hear this melody for Ono Hashem. Not exactly the same. They try to eliminate the repetition of words. But here's the original, edited by Noach Scholl. Okay. They sing it today a little bit faster than that, but exactly the same the way you hear it, but who is familiar with this melody? A few of us. Okay. Again? Yeah. Well, they don't want to repeat words. Okay. So, yeah. Okay. I'm just told that I have 5 minutes to go, so the next piece will be 5 minutes. It's okay, Leah. Thank you. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. Could be. Yeah. Okay. All right. One more point, and I know I've issued this piece before, and I never sang it. It's not an easy number, but Jacob Rappaport, you'll find this on page 11, was the most famous composer of single-line recitatives. Among his compositions are such as this piece, Hashem Hashem for Rosholosh Esrei Midos, Modim Anachnu Loch, which Hirschman sings, Elu Devarim, which Hirschman sings, many compositions such as Atoyo Dea from Genshoff, all from Rappaport. And he was the most popular sought-after composer in those days. He was a chazan himself, and there's a piece here from just for study purposes. Most chazan cannot do this in their shuls, but let's listen to this and try to, even if you can, if you want to participate, no problem. The unique thing about this number is that in the third recitation of Hashem Hashem, the Rappaport goes into Shir HaShirim mode. So let's try it in the key of what? Okay. Adushem, Adushem, Kel Rachum.
Kapayim, V'rav Chesed Emes, Notze Chesed Lo Alofim. Notze Yavon Vofesha, V'chato Adoshem, Adoshem, Kerachum v'chanun, Erechapay v'rochesed emes, Noseh chesed l'alofim, noseh odom v'fesha, v'chatoh v'nakei. Here comes Shir HaShirim. Adoshem, Adoshem, Kerachum v'chanun, Erechapayim v'rav chesed v'emes. Notze chesed lo alofim, Notze yodom v'fesha, v'chatoh.
We'll have to stop over here, gentlemen, because we have another session. I enjoyed submitting or transmitting this material to you. I thank Eric for his accompaniment, and we'll, Hashem, continue with this again. Thank you.